Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Welcome to the fourth day of August 2023. Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 60 minutes. My name is Lee Elsie on Fridays. I man the ship for the first 60 minutes down there in Dallas, Texas, chasing tumbleweeds around is our good pal Christopher, pushing the buttons, making it all go. I want to talk tonight right off the bat. I want to talk voting and the importance of casting a vote and how vital it is that you believe that your vote actually counts. And the power of the vote cannot be overstated. The spiritual nature of our nation's battle and the need for informed voting to preserve our freedom and secure our future is vital. It is. The power of voting in the face of concerns about potential armed internal conflicts. I mean, we've been talking now seriously about either a revolution or a civil war. I know it's on the fringes, but that conversation is happening at dinner tables and in bar rooms across the country. But voting is our most potent weapon for change, not violence. Violence is the last resort to change. And it's regrettable that many hold the belief that their individual votes do not matter. This misconception allows lies and inaction to bring us to a current state of affairs of disarray. It's crucial to realize that each vote carries significant weight and can shape the destiny of the nation and the world. And as citizens, we must exercise critical thinking and delve beyond superficial appeal when electing leaders. It's not the best looking person. It's not the best dressed person. It's not the person that you think is the friendliest or the one that actually shook your hand. No, it's more than that. Voting should be based on an informed understanding of candidates and their actions and their histories. Their history and their associations, rather than emotion and promises, empty promises. We cannot afford to compromise our way of life by entrusting our future to those with questionable intentions. You must be better as a voter. It is essential to recognize the impact of our votes on our nation's trajectory. We are the harbingers of all of that. And there is danger in complacency. Prominent leaders have warned us about the vulnerability of freedom, emphasizing that our liberty, again, is only one generation away from being lost. Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy, cautioned against threats to individual liberties and the possibility of individuals seeking to enslave us. Not a joke.
Our founding fathers here in this country brought about the only true revolution that has ever taken place in man's history. Every other revolution simply exchanged one set of rulers for another set of rulers. But only here did that little band of men so advanced beyond their time that the world has never seen their like since evolve the idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. But freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free. Thank you.
What do you think China would do if they took over tomorrow? You think they'd just let things be as it is now? Mm-mm. We cannot dismiss these warnings as mere coincidence, but rather take them as a call to action. Today is your call to action. Now more than ever, we stand at a pivotal moment where our choices will shape the course of history. There are two paths before us, one of complacency, one of apathy, and another of vigilance, unity. To secure our freedom and survival of our nation, we must come together as a people and vote out individuals who seek to harm the nation. Block them from getting in. Block them from doing harm. This battle is not of the faint of heart. There will be casualties. It requires determination. It requires resolve. Our strength always lies in unity. We the people, the power to effect change rests in our hands. We must not underestimate the significance of voting. Never. It's our weapon. It's our best weapon in this ongoing war to safeguard the future of your kids, my godkids, my nephews. It's all we got. It's the biggest tool we have in our tool bag. And let us remember the sacrifices made by those who gave their lives. Don't ever forget that. People gave their lives for freedom. Literally, to build this country. And the legacy that all of us leave behind will depend on whether we choose to stand and fight or allow this darkness to prevail. The battle for this nation transcends the material realm. It's a spiritual struggle. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. The strength to overcome challenges and pull down strongholds lies not in physical weapons, but in spiritual fortitude. We must stand together, or we will surely fail. As history unfolds before our eyes, we must embrace patriotism and recognize the gravity of our votes. This is not a time to be passive. It is a time for unity and informed action. Our love, our collective love for our nation must be unwavering. And we must rally around our flag as a symbol of freedom. With that deep sense of purpose, move forward, armed with votes, and secure the freedom and future of our beloved America.
And before I run out of time, let's go back to 1962, when John F. Kennedy was trying to tell the country to get out and vote.
In these tense and anxious weeks, I know that every American citizen wants to know what he can do for his country. Not everyone can serve in our armed forces or serve our government, but there is one thing you can do. There is one way you can indicate your devotion to freedom. There is one way in which we can show how strongly we believe in our democracy. Next Tuesday, November 6th, is Election Day. I hope every American will turn out and vote. Every American, every member of his family. And show the world how strongly we believe in freedom, how strongly we believe in our country, how strongly we believe in democracy.
There you go. 61 years ago, JFK telling you to get out there and vote. Now, listen, I know it's not the big election year. 2024 is right around the corner, but there are municipal elections coming up in a few months. You can be a part of that. You can go down to your local board, wherever it may be. You can serve on a zoning commission. You can get involved in your local Republican Party. You can get out there and champion a candidate who's already filed to run, maybe for Congress or for Senate, depending upon where you live across this country. Don't be passive. Be proactive.
be active in your community, and then you may get the results you ultimately want. So we got a great hour coming at you. Our good pal George Colley, investigative reporter, will come on in here. We're going to chat with George about something that's centralized here in Connecticut, but it actually spans across the entire country when it comes to corruption. We have a governor who apparently has dealings in Saudi Arabia, so we'll chat about that. Hans Despen is the economics chair at Nichols College. We'll spend some time talking to him. He's become somewhat of a media superstar, so we'll chat with him about global warming and how that impacts the economy. And, of course, we'll spend some time almost every single Friday. I bring on Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation to spend some time with us to talk about what's going on around the world as far as the military goes. So don't go anywhere. You can reach out to me, LeeElseRadio@gmail.com. LeeElseRadio@gmail.com. There are a million other ways to reach out. You can go on Twitter, LeeElse@LeeElse. You can go to my Facebook page, which is The Voice of Freedom, and like that and be part of the conversation that always sort of is born on Facebook. And, of course, I would love it if you subscribed to our YouTube page. Every day in the early morning hours, the opening monologue that I throw out at everybody, I videotape that. So if you want to see me looking at my absolutely worst, like about 6 a.m. when I'm up for a couple of hours, but we get the show going here in Connecticut, we post those up on the YouTube page. And if you like and subscribe to that, you can get a chance to hang out with me on a daily basis. So don't go anywhere. We'll come right back. Once again, Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
And tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, one of our new favorite guests to bring on. He's becoming a media superstar. Seen by literally billions. On, Wednesday night? You were on some Chinese network. He is the economics chair. And a great professor up at Nichols College, and that's Hans Desmond. Tell everybody a little bit about this network you're appearing on every once in a while.
Yeah, it's the Chinese Global Television Network, and so it's kind of like the PBS or BBC of China. And so they have an American station, a U.S. station here in D.C. So that's where I've been appearing. So it's really a news station coming from China, but for an American audience.
Right. It was a nice piece. It was good.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And then the other thing is they heard me not on your show, but when you filled in for Mike Gallagher.
Yep.
That's where they
yeah.
I guess they listened to. Fox radio.
Yeah, Chinese are listening all the time.
Yeah, so it came through your show. So that's really cool.
Well, it's going to be huge. It's going to be bigger and better things. You do a great job. And it was an interesting conversation because it was essentially about the economics of climate change, the weather, and economics. And I thought that was an interesting dynamic, one I hadn't really heard too much about before.
Yeah, it's interesting. They asked me if I could talk about heat and labor productivity.
Yeah.
And I said, sure. It's not my area of expertise, but I am the labor economist up at Nichols. I teach a labor economics course, so I could go and speak to it. But you know how these things go, right? You have to follow the host.
Sure.
And So, you know, she was asking me certain questions. So, yeah, you know, got into the environmental end of it, which, you know, becomes very interesting because so much of the world is literally warming up, and it impacts a certain part of the world. It impacts the entire world, obviously, but right. it impacts a certain part of the world far more, and it's the most vulnerable areas that have the biggest impact. Yeah, so that becomes really interesting and I think kind of urgent. You know, I listened to you this morning and heard you and Mike France talking that, you know, yesteryear it was Ice Age is coming.
Right.
You know, I'm not denying that, but you know, definitely things are warming up for whatever reason, and we need to think about if we don't get into the bigger global picture of it, but you know, the impact on daily lives of people is pretty amazing.
Let's say, in a general sense, it's just a phase, a climate shift on the planet. What could we possibly do to actually to thwart that or to slow it down? I just don't know if we have the technology.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's completely out of, you know, human beings are contributing to it to some degree. But, yeah, that's I do think that there's a argument, you know, that these things go in cycles for sure. I don't know. You know, I think what you guys were kind of alluding to was, you know, sometimes their solutions just cause more problems. That's probably true. But, you know, when I was in graduate school, I used to read a guy called Peter Medawar, English Oxford historian of science. And, you know, he would say, and I think he would agree with this, Lee, technology is a technological problem. Right, so he didn't have a strong reaction to most things, you know, like the environmental crisis, for example, because we'll figure it out somehow, you know, with new technology. So when you guys were talking about this morning the oil, you know, we might run out of oil. Well, I think that was a real possibility until we figured out more technology to get even deeper. And then all of a sudden we're into new reserves and it's not quite the problem that it was before. So, you know, again, I'm out of my area of expertise when we start talking about these things, but you know what, obviously it affects all of us.
Right.
So it's important.
All right, Hans, it always goes too quick when you're on. We got to run. Thanks for taking us down a different road. Normally we talk simply about dollars and cents with you, but tonight a little bit of a climate impact on what's happening around the globe. Hans Desprin, Nichols College. You can go online, take a look, nichols.edu. I think you're going to love the place. Great professors like Hans teaching every single day. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News update. As President Biden remains on vacation, new job numbers show the economy is cooling over the summer. Employers only adding 187,000 jobs last month, fewer than expected as high interest rates continue to weigh on the economy. But the unemployment rate has dipped to 3.5%. Lotto players are hoping to become a billionaire with tonight's drawing for the Mega Millions. These players are in New Jersey.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, that's a lot of money for anybody.
Generational money if you hit it. My nieces and nephews could be very happy people.
The jackpot has ballooned up to more than $1.3 billion with no winners since April. It's a relatively quiet day in Washington, D.C., as both the House and Senate are not in session. Tim Berg, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255.
Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You are listening again to the USA Audio Network Raw and Unfiltered on Fridays, the first hour. Wayne Allen Root takes off, gets himself all fired up and ready to rock and roll at the top of the hour. He will be here. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Check that out. Email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. On Fridays on my own show here in Connecticut, I bring on this next gentleman who is fantastic at what he does. He is basically a bulldog or a Doberman pincher. I think that's your new, isn't that your new avatar? I think it's a Doberman pincher who just goes relentlessly after folks he considers bad actors in the world of politics. His name is George Colley. You've heard from him before. He's got his own website. I'll let him give you all those details. But George, first, how are you? I appreciate it.
Lee Elsie, it's great to be on here. Whether it's Doberman pincher or a pit bull or whatever it may be, it's better than half the names I've been called. So I will definitely take it. And yes, my website is gcolley.com, gcolli.com, like that dog without the E, or thectcapitalist.com, which is a news aggregate site focused on Northeast news as well as national in 2024 election news.
And you're doing podcasts on a somewhat, used to be on a daily basis. When are we going to get back to the daily basis?
Very, very soon. I've been working on some investigations, and I'm going to have some podcasts and videos, online, YouTube-type show, some series that are coming up. It's just been a matter of putting them together, so that should be happening probably within the next week or two. And there will also be a daily podcast. The CT Capitalist podcast, where we'll just kind of be going over the news of the day and give some opinions and kind of follow up on things that maybe the media isn't paying attention to.
Again, George Colley is with us, and we always appreciate him. He's been on television for a long, long time now. He's gone into the world of digital media, and again, this is online stuff, et cetera, and is just digging up some great stuff. I want to start with something that's happened here in Connecticut, but I think it has legs across the country. So Bob Stefanowski ran for governor. He also took a lot of heat because he was a consultant for a green energy firm in Saudi Arabia. I'll get out of the way here. You take over. Tell everybody what's going on and how it sort of, how it affects everybody.
And this is a conversation that is going around the country. I mean, right now in Pennsylvania, they're having the same conversation about David McCormick, where the Pennsylvania Democrats are really attacking him for. When he worked at Bridgewater Associates, one of the biggest hedge funds in the world, they have seven Saudi funds that they look over or that they're in control of. And so in Connecticut, Bob Stefanowski, who's a Republican candidate, had worked as a consultant for The Line. It's called the NEOM Project in Saudi Arabia. It's this, if you want to know how someday we could live on Mars, I think this project is it.
Yeah.
The 75-mile city that's built inside this wall through the desert in Saudi Arabia, it's an unbelievable project. And many are calling it the greatest green energy project in civilization. And so when it came out that he had worked as a consultant for this project, that was the story. It became Saudi Bob in Connecticut. And you had everybody from the governor, his opponent, to the lieutenant governor, to Senator Blumenthal, Senator Murphy, to state legislators, to the media, just piling on the Saudi Bob rhetoric. And Bob Stefanowski came out, he had an NDA, so he couldn't necessarily come out and talk about it in a stump speech, but once it came out, he came clear with it and said, this is the project I'm working on. So fast forward a few months later, after all of the criticism, after Ned Lamont, who's the very wealthy governor here in Connecticut, has spent tens of millions of his own money smearing Stefanowski for that Saudi connection, we found out about 2 weeks ago that Ned Lamont's wife, who's a venture capitalist in the healthcare and technology world, is also now partnering with Saudi Arabia and taking investment money from them. Now, this is something that Ned Lamont did not disclose. This is something that his wife did not disclose. It's something the media in Connecticut still are not getting on. But it was listed right there on the Sanibel Investments website, which is the venture capital arm for the Saudis public investment fund, which is a $620 billion fund, one of the biggest in the world. And so what this is really an example of, and to me, it's not about Saudi Arabia. I mean, Saudi Arabia is an important ally for us in the world right now. And they have a lot of money going to a lot of places. I mean, whether you look at the LIV Golf Tour deal which Senator Blumenthal is holding hearings in right now in Congress. You know, whether it's paying, you know, offering to pay soccer players or golfers or whoever hundreds of millions of dollars to go play there. The Saudis are dishing it out. So I don't necessarily have an issue with people working with Saudi Arabia, but I have a problem with the hypocrisy. And you're seeing it all across the country, where especially Democrats, they seem to be campaigning on if anybody has any connections whatsoever. But now that the tables are turned and you have the Democratic governor's wife partnering with them, it's been complete silence. The governor says he didn't know about it. I mean, as a matter of fact, he found out about it from me, which I love the promo that he gave me. But I have a hard time believing that. I have a hard time believing that if your wife has a venture capital firm and hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars are coming in from the Saudi royal family, that that's not a dinner table conversation. But we found over and over in Connecticut that whenever these questions about the governor and, you know, kind of commingling potentially what's happening in government with his wife's business, you know, all of a sudden he doesn't know anything. And the Connecticut media never seems to, if they do ask him the question, they never ask him twice. And so he gives these flippant answers about, oh, I just didn't know about it, and everybody's just supposed to believe it. Well, I think this is one of these stories that's really starting to catch on in Connecticut. And I think it's really putting Ned Lamont and the Connecticut Democrats in a box. Right, you know, basically right next door in Pennsylvania, as I said, this is something that the Pennsylvania Democrats have been putting online commercials on and really hammering McCormick about. And I imagine if we look around the country, there's many people that are listening to the show that may have heard this in their state. And so I think it really just goes to the hypocrisy, not only in government, but also in media, where there was such an uproar in the Connecticut media about this last year, and now none of them seem to want to touch it. And I think it's, we don't really know this is going to go yet. We don't know when this deal happened. It is very, very possible that when the governor, Ned Lamont, was spending tens of millions of his own money on this campaign, smearing Bob Stefanowski, it's very possible that his wife was already in this partnership with the Saudis.
Right.
We don't know how much money she's gotten. We know that the Saudis offered Tiger Woods $700 million, and Mbappe, the soccer player, $250 million, Ronaldo, $200 million. How much are they offering the first lady of the richest state in the nation? And I think these are questions that the governor and his wife are maybe awkward to ask, maybe awkward to answer.
Right.
But they're going to need to at some point.
George Colley is with us. You can follow him, gcolley.com. Check that out. And he's also got an aggregate site, news aggregate site, where he, you know, grabs news from not only around the state but around New England and throws that up there. What's that website for folks again?
That's thectcapitalist, capitalist with an A, ctcapitalist.com.
So before we run out of time, I know you live in Manhattan, and I know you look out your window and you see in some cases, thousands of legals. This is what we talked about last time. But I think the last I saw on Wednesday, all the shelters in New York City are filled up with illegal immigrants. Is that not true?
No room at the inn, according to Mayor Adams. I think it's over 50%, maybe up to 60% of every single hotel room in New York City. And that's in all five boroughs, are taken up right now by the asylum seekers. And, you know, it's gotten to a point where the mayor has said there's no more room. But this was something we talked about last time. I live right across the street from a 400-person gymnasium shelter. And it's mostly become just men at this point. They've got most of the women, couples, into hotels. And this was something I talked about on your show, and it was probably a little bit unpopular. But the idea of throwing away the politics of how they got here or why they got here, but once they're here and once the bus stops at your door, it becomes a neighborhood issue that you can't depend on the city to take care of it. You can't depend on the state to take care of it. And for anybody around the country that has seen the videos from the last week outside the Roosevelt Hotel where there are hundreds of migrants sleeping on the sidewalk. I mean, I went by the other night. They're three or four deep on the sidewalk. And it's become almost a tourist attraction now in the city. And it's exactly what I feared would happen when we talked last time, that if you don't take care, try to figure out some of the basic needs, if the neighborhoods don't take control of this from the city, then it's going to be your neighborhood that really is destroyed. And businesses are getting destroyed, crime. I mean, it's an inhumane conditions for them to live in. Like I said, no matter how you feel about them being here, once the city lets them in, yeah, I mean, it's got to be better than this. I fear a France-type situation coming here. I mean, it's a powder keg in this city right now. And, you know, throw on 95-degree heat and all these people living in gymnasium shelters and sleeping out on the sidewalk, it's not going to take much for things to get bad. And I really fear where things could be going here in the next few weeks.
His name is George Colley. We lean on him from time to time here on the USA Audio Network, and we appreciate his insight on a lot of different things. So, George, one more time, run it down for folks. Where do they go to find out more about you?
Absolutely. Come to gcolley.com, G-C-O-L-L-I.com. I'll be getting into a lot about the 2024 election. So if you've got a business, you've got an association, a group that you want to maybe get involved and partner, give me a call. Let's get your message out.
All right, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate it. George Colley. And again, we'll talk to him very, very soon. Before I do run out of time, real quick, I want to remind you guys, I have gone back to school. It is a blast. If you've got a kid or maybe you're going for your master's and you want that secondary education, Nichols.edu. Again, they are going gangbusters. One of the number one business colleges in New England. Nichols.edu. Take a look at that today. If you haven't decided where you're going to go, I think you should stop at that website. Take a tour. If you get close enough to go drive through there, you're going to love it. Nichols.edu. Nichols College up in Massachusetts. We've got to take a break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered, and one of my go-to guest to bring on each and every time I fill in for Wayne as best I can is to bring on Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And I got to start with something that we've talked about before in the past. It's very frustrating to me, and I'm sure it's frustrating to a lot of the listeners out there, but it's the media bias. Despite mounting evidence, the media, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, seems either complicit or apathetic towards reporting on anything that might damage a progressive model. And my question is, if you're somebody who's in the information of disseminating the truth and being that fourth wall, why do you think media outlets act this way?
You know, obviously the benefit for them is they agree ideologically with these folks, and they feel rather than just reporting the news and letting us as citizens digest it and come to conclusions, they, you know, of late have come to the position that they have to curate the news, including either shutting down a story completely or putting nothing but maximum emphasis on a different story to drive the narrative, to set us up so that we pick what they feel is the right position to hold. And we've seen this where they even anything that disagrees with them at all with their editorial line, they label as false. They put those kind of adjectives on it when they talk about it. Something that's clearly up for debate at the very least, they decide, no, it's not up for debate. This is the truth. And if you believe something else, it's a lie. I don't see any benefit materially for them doing it. It seems to be purely ideological and political.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Stephen Bucci, you can find him on Twitter, S. Bucci on Twitter, on the X now. I guess they officially switched the name and the logo, so you can find him there. Russian aircraft damages U.S. drone flying over Syria. Is this going to become anything, or is it a nothing burger?
I think it'll turn out to be a nothing burger. We know they do this kind of stuff. Obviously, if it had been one of our manned aircraft,
that would be looked at fundamentally differently than a drone. Drones are expensive, but they're, there's no humans in them. So I will say it's no harm, no foul, because it kind of ticks us off and it, destroys one of our expensive toys. But if I was a betting man, I'd say, something with a Russian logo on it will soon be crashing into the ground somewhere. But right. I don't know that for sure. This right. administration sometimes surprises me with their pliability
right.
In the face of that kind of action. But this is not something we should go to war over, let's put it that way.
Fair enough. So U.S. deploys some Marines, additional forces to the Middle East following the recent Iranian attempted shipping seizure. Any thoughts on that story?
This is, to me, is probably more troubling because the Iranians are so potentially erratic and they're somewhat decentralized in their command and control. So sometimes a lower level commander will do things and be provocative, and we have to try and suss out whether is that real? Did that come from Tehran, from the mullahs themselves, or was this just some guy who got a little too much testosterone in his coffee that morning and decided to do something stupid? But it's troubling because people can die even if the mistake is made by a very junior person. So we, I think, of necessity have to keep our posture strong in the Persian Gulf and make sure that we are ready to respond. And I hope the administration has given, fairly good rules of engagement for our folks that are there so that we don't have another incident like we had during the Obama administration where these guys are left, what should we do? Well, we better not do anything. We might get in trouble and they get captured and humiliated. That was a disaster, public relations-wise and potentially for the lives of our forces. We don't want to see that again. I can't guarantee we won't, because the Biden administration is sort of like, the Obama administration on Ensure, as opposed to steroids. and it's troubling to me, because I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think anybody else knows what they're going to do. And that's not good, because they tend to the squishy side, not towards the bellicose side. And squishy in that area of the world is not helpful.
All right, his name is Stephen Bucci. He is with the Heritage Foundation, over 40-plus years of military excellence. And as always, we thank him for his service and thank him for coming on the radio with us here on the USA Audio Network. My time is over for this Friday. Wayne Allen Root is in fact next. Keep it right here. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.